just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
All right, back here. It's hour number two on this last day of February. Beautiful Southwest Florida today. As always, Sheeman and Shepherd until 6. Special guest John Mitaparel co-hosting with me today of ESPN and the ACC. And network does lots and lots and lots of college basketball, college baseball coming up, which is going to be the only baseball.
Don't thank God. College football.
And college football.
There you go.
College football. Too bad you don't do spring game. Do you do the spring game?
To be determined, it's going to be on ACC Network, so yep. I will hopefully be calling that.
Okay.
BC's game is April 9th, but there's some others, obviously, many others on the network.
You are the voice of Boston College football. You used to be also the voice of BC basketball.
Yes, I was the voice of BC basketball. The job now held by Josh Maurer, who was just hired by the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes.
As one of their radio voices. Yep. And you know, I commiserate with guys like that who, oh, by the way, they're getting their first chance at the major leagues, and this happens.
And devastating.
Collateral damage continues.
Devastating.
Devastating. I mean, for anyone involved with the game, Pete, you know, you grew up going to Fenway Park, so did I. My dad worked there for many years. The ushers, the people that live, sleep, and bleed the Red Sox and any team around the majors for that instance.
John's dad, Chris, was a legend. And he's one of the nicest men, God rest his soul. And he was a saint, and he gave all the Fenway tours. Chris, you would have loved this guy. His dad was just...
I appreciate you saying that.
The best.
I
don't know
that.
Anybody in that organization that ever said anything.
Well, he loved you, man.
I loved him every time I come in.
Every time Pete came up to the window to get his press credential, he handed out the credentials.
Yeah.
He'd be like, "That's Shepherd, man. That guy makes me laugh every time I see him. He's got something to say about Tom Brady every time I see him." Verbatim.
So he hasn't changed.
Verbatim. No, he has not changed. Verbatim. Mr. Mitaparel, how you doing?
Yep. Anyway, where was I? But anyway,
All right.
Goodness. Before I need further, we still have time. Oh. Yeah, we've got 10 seconds, and we can still keep the record going. All right, here's Chris with a SportsCenter rundown.
The NFL announced today the Buccaneers, Packers, Saints, and Jags will all be home teams in games played in Europe next season. The Bucs going to play in Germany. The other three will play in England. The Cardinals will play a game as the home team in Mexico. Speaking of the Buccaneers, they announced today that they're going to bring back the creamsicle uniforms for one game in 2023. FIFA announced today Russia has been removed from the World Cup qualification process. UEFA announced all Russian clubs have been removed from their competitions. The IIHF has removed Russia from all competitions as well.
So we beat it. We're okay.
Chris, that was impressive.
A lot in there, right?
We got it. I got to you before 308.
Very important.
Well, right. It was before 309. It was 308 and change.
Economy of words.
Yes.
Aspiring broadcast.
So this was like the ball being in the air at the buzzer. The red light didn't go on yet.
Okay.
So it counts.
Right. That was a Pat Summerall-like sports flash.
That counts.
Montana, Rice, touchdown.
I also, the Raiders and Jacksonville will open up the Hall of Fame game. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Got to put that in there.
The Jags, August 4th.
August 4th in Canton, Ohio. Raiders and Jacksonville Jaguars.
I mean,
watched a complete Hall of Fame game?
Yes.
Yes, because there was nothing else on. Yes, I have watched a complete Hall of Fame game. Well, it was devastating. What was that, first or second year down here when they painted the field wrong and canceled it?
Yeah, that was the Packers game, right? Was that a different preseason game?
No, it was a Hall of Fame game. They canceled it because...
You're right about that. Yeah, I'm saying the Packers had an incident, but I think that was in Canada against the Raiders. Remember, because it was LaFleur and Gruden talking before the game, and you actually said that you'd seen enough from LaFleur that you didn't think he was going to be a good head coach.
Football Wrigley Field, and they screwed up the end zones. Remember that Northwestern play there?
Yeah.
So they both had to play in the same end zone?
That's right.
Go the same way?
That's right. By the way, former Raiders receiver Cliff Branch and defensive lineman Richard Seymour will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, as well as ex-Jaguars tackle Tony Boselli.
Yeah. So
had to get the Richard Seymour plug in there.
Well, it's a bit part of the deal. You know, Patriot and Raider.
Zach Thomas still not in.
That's a disgrace.
Zach
Thomas should be
in. A lot of guys that... aren't in the Hall of Fame. We always talk about baseball Hall of Fame snubs, NFL snubs. Top of my list, Stanley Morgan, New England Patriots, number 86, Chris. Look him up. YouTube him.
You would have loved him.
You would have loved him.
Yeah.
At 19.8 yards per catch, that's the most in NFL history.
Yeah, he's definitely one. Before I get into some other football news, Kathleen says, I made a bet with a Purdue guy. He took Purdue in the 8 points, and I took Wisconsin. Thoughts? I would take Wisconsin.
It's not tonight, is it?
I would take – oh, no, I'm sorry. Purdue plus – is it plus eight? Purdue plus eight?
Is that game
plus
tonight?
Eight, Purdue, I don't know.
That game's not tonight.
Indiana won last night.
Good show prep.
No, that's not – no.
No.
That's not tonight.
But Purdue, Wisconsin's favored by eight? No, whoever's the underdog, I take the points in that game.
What's the line on Villanova Providence tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't know.
They don't have look-aheads for college, right? They always come out morning of.
Let me see. Tomorrow.
Not always. Shouldn't say that.
No line yet.
No line yet.
Yeah, no line yet. Because there's a lot of players.
Villanova's probably favored by three.
Yeah. And now the game's meaningless since Providence won the title the other night. Dear Rob Manfred, Green Falcon says, thanks for doing all you can to help the NHL leapfrog MLB and American popularity. Signed, Gary Bettman. Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I know this one. John and I were watching Meter and I watching the Sports Center this morning.
It's the Shepherd experience.
Great to cheer. Cheering at my TV as LeBron James is getting booed off the floor as the Lakers got blown out by New Orleans. That made my day. But of course, I spent 20 minutes on. I mean, ESPN spends more time on the Lakers and the Brooklyn Nets. It's just unbelievable. Two teams going nowhere fast.
Well, it is comical, though. And it is comical watching DeAndre Jordan throw a pass
to nobody in the fifth row.
Pick your favorite horrible NFL quarterback. They never would have made that pass.
I don't know if you saw this morning, but the highlights of that game, they got destroyed. And LeBron had seven turnovers in the game. Each one was worse than the next.
I did not see that. Yeah. No. But speaking of hockey, I watched the Lightning Predators game on Saturday night.
Great game.
Yeah.
Great game at Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, it was a good game. It seemed like the ice held up.
62,000 people.
Yeah.
And they Bolts uniforms. Sweet.
Love them.
Fantastic.
Sweet, fantastic.
Yeah. Nashville's not so much. The Smashville, not a fan of those.
I like the Bolts.
Yes. Tampa Bay looks very good.
Bolts will play.
Toothbrush sends in a nice picture. A couple fish me and the wife snagged today. Very, very nice.
A fish.
Yeah.
You know what's popular right here on these dating sites? Men posing with fish. I don't look for that, but women that I know tell me that men with fish is a popular pose.
Okay.
On Bumble.
Well, okay. Yeah. So get this, Chris. So me, there's a big...
Let me just reiterate. I don't look for that.
No, I agree. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly.
Meter is a raging heterosexual. No question.
That's for sure.
Are you a metrosexual? I'm not really sure. So
emphasis on
Craig
raging.
Wanted to know, and I wanted to know, and now I know a little bit of it. So last time as we spoke, and then you were going on a blind date to the PC Villanova game with somebody. You obviously blind date. You didn't meet her. So
no, that's the concept.
Still with her?
No.
How'd the date go?
That was a one and done. That was a that was a classic Thursday playing
like
game.
The game ended. the game ended and that was it.
No, she was fine. She was fine, but you know, it was
no
nice.
Chemistry.
On the chemistry scale, I'd give it about a four.
So you're there, 13,000 fans in that game.
13,000 fans. By the way, we got to hear Taylor Swift sing at the Providence Dunkin' Donuts.
The students do that.
Oh yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, can I ask you to pull that up off YouTube?
Yeah. It's fantastic.
So Pete and I can have a sing-along.
No.
We let it wash
Pete
over us.
Pete doesn't know any Taylor Swift
songs.
Yes,
he does. He knows this one now.
I sort of know it. Like I said, I knew their old song.
It's
old
at the Dunk in downtown Providence.
When the Saints go. So anyway, but irrelevant where the game is. So you pick her up. You go into the game. She's sports.
It's not irrelevant because as a Rhode Island native.
No. I'm saying, but as far as the date goes.
As far as the date goes, my go-to is usually someplace on Federal Hill if I'm going to Providence, which you know is the
big
Italian section,
great,
of Providence.
Great restaurants. And,
phenomenal.
But we
go to Casarino's before the game, or Cecilia's at that night, which is next to Casarino's. And, you know, have a nice Italian meal. And
she
then
paid.
No, she didn't.
They split it.
That's what you did this week.
Go Dutch? No.
No, we don't go Dutch. I'm an old-fashioned guy.
I'm just teasing.
Don't put it past me, but... So then we head over to the Dunk, and we watch Providence Villanova.
Yep.
And we Uber there. I say, let's walk. It's like, you know, it's a half a mile.
You Ubered from Chris, that's like walking.
So
exactly.
It's like walking from here to maybe a little bit to Walmart.
Which was the first strike of the day.
So, or a little past
first
Rusty's.
First strike, strike of the day. The first strike.
Come on.
She Ubered.
Ubered
because it was 12 degrees.
So you now.
You left that part out before.
You now have gone on the longest and the shortest Uber trip of anybody I know. So
yes.
Congrats to that.
Thank you. Orlando to Fort Myers. And now.
But wait a second. And you got to understand how it works over the traffic patterns. You had to go all the way around. I mean, if you took the Uber.
The Uber driver was laughing.
You had to go all the way around and come back up. It takes longer on the Uber.
$7.
But it takes longer on the Uber to get to the distance you're talking about than walking down the street.
And she realized that when we got there in 1:38.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. So that was the first strike. We did walk back after watching Providence lose to Villanova. He wants to gloss over that.
Well, yeah, it was a great game.
But it was a great game.
So then, you know what happened.
The chemistry was just eh.
Yeah.
It was eh, as Larry David would say.
What are you looking for when you go on a date to a sporting event? Are you looking to, like, talk about the game?
No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
The game is secondary.
Well, I didn't know. I've just...
I think it's more...
I've never pulled that
What
move.
Did you talk about during the game?
Oh, we talked about, you know, the heyday of Providence.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Talked about the 87 Friars with Billy Donovan.
Was she... But did she care at all? Or just...
She was mildly interested. Okay. She was people watching. She loved the atmosphere.
Yeah, the ambiance was great.
You know, I think a lot of dates, if you bring them to a sporting event, it's all about kind of just soaking it all in.
Okay.
They're always intrigued by, wait a minute, what do you do? Like, picture yourself in the dating world, and you say you're a sports broadcaster.
Yeah.
And some of the looks you get are just befuddling.
Well, when people ask what I do, and even now, I'm very humble. You're very humble, too. I only say this a lot. I'm not like Craig. I'm Craig Sheeman. Hey,
He walks into a room, says, God bless America and the world.
God bless America and the world.
Do you remember me from the World League broadcast?
I did NFL Europe. No, Craig's fairly humble. Craig doesn't go out, so I mean, he doesn't meet anybody.
Yeah, the man who lived in Los Angeles and went out three times in 10 years.
But you're right. You're like, oh, and then you get the problem with that. You know, you say what you do sometimes, and then you get inevitably, and Chris gets this too, I'm sure. What do you think about insert team name? What's going on?
It's always Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't.
No, I'm talking about any. You know, anything. You know, it's funny.
Yeah. There's some that just are totally bewildered. Wait a minute. You're home all day, and then you go to work. What's your schedule like? That's my favorite. What's your schedule like?
Yeah, yeah.
How much time do you have?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much time? Oh, you don't work on Mondays? No, I don't. Some days, Tuesday I don't work. There might be a Wednesday, maybe a Wednesday night from 6 to 10. Might be a Thursday. And there's a Saturday.
Yeah.
They just don't get it. A lot of them are, you know, lawyers, doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
The traditional schedule.
It didn't work out. Did you just like ghost, or like never called her again, or she never texted you again?
There was some interaction.
What'd you say? Did you get?
Some,
I just don't think this is going to work. Type of thing.
Not really. You know what? That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
How'd you break it
off?
How
to end it? You
break it up in person or text?
No,
you gotta text.
No, you text.
Text, yeah.
I want the easy way out.
The easy way out.
What's the easy way out?
Press send, block the number, and it's done forever.
We're good. Hope you enjoyed the hot dog at the dunk.
A meme with a sad face.
Yes. Memes are popular in the dating world. Along with men with fish.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Men who fish in Boston.
But I know you found another one, so that's good. Not a fish. You actually found
fish. Yeah. She likes fish, but yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
It's like a flower, Peter. Yeah, budding relationship.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Like I say in Stripes, you are the little acorn that becomes the oak. You know?
Oh, I like that. I just want to be a loofah, as they said in Stripes.
John Larroquette, what a great scene.
Oh, that was
Vasectomy Happy Hour checking in.
Oh, great. What a segue. Vasectomy Happy Hour from Bumble.
Had a chance texter meeting yesterday. He says that it was Stans and Goodland and got in a conversation with a real nice guy that turned to sports. I asked him if he ever listened to the show, meaning this one. He said, yes. I even got the texter name. I I said, get out of here. Who? He said, Bill in Naples. I told him mine, and we both cracked up. I would like to lobby you guys for a new texter name for him since he's so bland and he agrees. He's a dog rescuer. He specializes in huskies. He has three of them. How about Husky Bill? Well, that's up to Chris. You know, Bill in Naples changed to Husky Bill. We could do that. That's not – that might be – you might have won him over. You might have won him over. Usually we don't change the texture
name.
Hold
on. I'm scrolling through trying to find.
Is there a Husky Bill out there?
No, but it's going to change it. It's Bill in Naples. But
Husky Bill.
Bill in Naples texted in over the week. He texted in Friday.
No, he texted in earlier today. He told
us
this story.
In fact, yes, he did tell us this story. Yes. I actually read. This is the other version now.
All right. So Husky Bill?
Yeah. Husky Bill. All right, you are now Husky Bill.
I've reviewed the petition. It's gone through the necessary steps, and it has changed.
Convert says, I like the new voice from the new guy. Awesome. Sounds like he's been doing this forever.
I have been.
You came out of the womb that way.
Came out of the womb.
Now, in case you don't know, John made a name for – or Mina made a name for himself, right, doing Boston College football in his prime when Matt Ryan was there. And we would make fun of his calls all the time. Every time Matt Ryan threw a touchdown, he gave him the nickname, and it stuck, Matty Ice.
Matty Ice.
And then he would say,
take a bow.
And we would all puke and laugh at him. And we used to run it back in like slow mo.
No such thing as bad publicity, as someone once said.
So you had a good relationship with him. So
I have a great relationship with Matt.
Yep. In all seriousness,
he's a tremendous guy. And all kidding aside, and I know you respect him as a player. He should be a Hall of Famer. His numbers are amazing.
Got to get a ring.
I know.
Got to get a ring.
Thank you, Kyle Shanahan. I know Matt Ryan took a bad sack in that game, but he is one of those guys that you know what you come across a few guys in your career, Pete. You say, "Damn, that's a really good dude."
You root for him.
Many of them that have come through BC, I can say that pretty much every year, including Chris Lindstrom, who's one of the best guards in the NFL right now.
Yep.
Only guard in the league, kid out of BC from Worcester, Mass. Yep. Only guard in the league this year that did not allow a sack. Chris Lindstrom, former number one pick of Atlanta.
Amazing.
Luke Kuechly's another guy who you say who will be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
No question.
No question.
And I will be there
in
Canton when it happens with my two boys. Yes. We are going.
Yep.
But Luke was another guy that you say, that kid has it all going on.
Yeah. Yeah, you were around. And that was at a time where BC would go to Clemson and win.
Oh, yeah.
You did a couple ACC championships with them. Unfortunately, the second time around, they lost all the time.
I remember a few times where Florida State had to go up to Chestnut Hill late in the season in a cold game.
Matt Ryan's senior year, BC was number two in the country, and Ryan throws a pick. Derek Nicholson, I don't know if you remember that name, linebacker, number 54. Mm-hmm. It's crazy I remember that number.
Yeah.
But takes it back to the house. And Pete remembers this.
Ed Reed.
Well, Ed Reed.
I was at that game.
You were at that
game. I was in the stands with I was the only one with the Miami apparel on.
That was way back, 2001.
That was way back. Yeah.
Brian St. Pierre threw the pick.
Yes.
Our good friend.
Yep.
But,
another good quarterback.
In my Florida State game, for only time in my life where I had to go to the bathroom during a game.
I know this story.
And duty called. Okay. So I look at our producer, Steve Chaccio, who's probably listening today on the stream. And I said, Chach, do I have enough time to go to the bathroom? Because there was a timeout. So I'm thinking, all right, I got 90 seconds. It was not a 90-second timeout. It was a 30-second timeout. And sometimes little Johnny doesn't want to cooperate, okay? So I'm sitting in the bathroom in our booth, and next to our radio booth at Chestnut Hill, and all I hear is the crowd and the yous and yahs. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't. I'm still not going.
Yeah.
And I'm bewildered. I have no idea what's going on. All I hear are people like basically they're very upset. Brian throws the pick.
Yeah.
Derek Nicholson picks it up, runs it back to the house. I'm not there to
Seminoles win.
Who's there to call the play-by-play? My partner, Pete Cronin, who's never called play-by-play in his life.
Former Washington football team.
Yes.
And BC.
And Seahawk. And BC
Seahawk, yes. Yeah.
He calls the play, and I'm like mortified. He calls the play, and it goes viral.
Yep.
Pete plays it for
forever. We played it forever.
And Chach is doing the sound effects of me peeing in the bathroom under the call. Only time. I missed one play.
Because that, I mean, that's that reoccurring nightmare that I have, is being on the road at 2 o'clock when the show is supposed to start, and I missed it. I missed this. That's my reoccurring nightmare. I know some people have, like, a final exam at college that they, you know, they don't show up for it or whatever. That's my fear.
Every radio person has that
fear.
I have dreams like, I can't find the studio. I can't find my headphones. I can't find the script. Yeah. I can't. What time is it? Where am I? You know, you wake up like a heart palpitation.
Nightmare.
Like,
this happened in real time, Chris. Yeah.
Okay, so a text from Puff Puff Poop says, Hokies fan here, so you're the take a bow guy. Man, I hated your calls.
Of course you did. Because we beat you, Puff Puff Poop. Of course you did.
Maryland Mike says, boy, this guy fits right in here. Yeah. Yep.
Yes, I do. Yeah. It's all about...
I forgot about the peen. That was like legendary.
That was just brutal. Yeah. God, I was just talk about a downcast kid. I was like,
and Florida State went in the game to boot.
Yes, that hurt too. Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Puff puff poo. Yeah. I was not puff puff poo on that night. I was puff puff pee.
Oh my God! Well, yeah, that's some funny. What's the, as long as we're going on this road, Goofy? So what's the besides that? What's the broadcasting Division I, either football or basketball? What's the goofiest thing that's ever happened to you on the air, or that you've seen?
Besides that.
I mean, anything else ever
on the air?
Well, anything on the that you saw that you had, you know. I don't know. Fans on.
The tailgating is. Yeah. It's just you have to experience it.
Not at BC, but everywhere else.
BC's pretty good now too. But
oh, come on,
I'll give you Clemson's on another plateau. I'll give you that one.
But it's right there with the U.
I would highly recommend. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's a long day. It's a long night. You can't get out of Clemson, South Carolina easily. Yeah.
And BC's played pretty well the last couple times they've gone there, right?
It's been up and down. But yes.
Was it 3 years ago or 2 years ago where Tessitore's kid was the kicker?
That was the pandemic. I was doing the game remotely.
Oh, really?
At BC. We weren't there, but that was great. That was Tessitore made the call. It was a fake, and he was the holder. Right. Good recall, Chris.
That's right.
But that's those type of experiences. Tallahassee is a great place too. Mm-hmm. You have to experience that. I don't care if you're not a college football fan. If you're a sports fan in general, just do it once.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it, man. Just go. Go to Tennessee. Go to – you name it. Go to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, LSU.
Go to the Grove.
Yeah. I mean, Chris went to Alabama for a week and then, but you know, fell in love with the team. Was it a week or a month?
A week?
I was there for a semester.
I was there for a semester.
You went to Alabama for a semester?
I don't know how you – are you there for a semester if you have zero credits or –
He was.
I was there for fall of 2009. I saw the leaves change. I saw it get really cold. And
I was there for a Monday in 2009.
And then by the time they were playing Texas, I was already back in Fort Myers.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how it works.
What happened? Freshman 15?
Yeah.
Or freshman 45?
Yeah.
He finished up, though. Not there.
No, here.
Yeah.
Where'd you go? Connecticut School of Broadcasting?
No, basically.
Pete's alma mater.
Hall of Famer, me.
HOF.
Yeah. No, I'm not a Hall of Famer over at
Alabama.
No. Well, not there either. Any one of the schools I went to, not a Hall of Famer. Maybe one day.
All right, we're running late. What else is new? We are excited to partner with Innings Festival on March 19th and 20th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. This 2-day festival features Green Day, 311, Incubus, the Lumineers performing with former big leaguers Ozzie Smith, Gary Sheffield, Fred McGriff, and a dozen other players. We will be giving away 2-day passes later today in 1 hour at 425. All right, 239-337-3776, 239-337-3776. It's Sheeman and Shepherd Extravaganza. Craig will be back tomorrow. Special guest co-host today, John Mita Perel from ESPN and the ACC Network and BC Football. And we're having a lot of fun. We're going to get into some more football. When we come back, lots to tell you about. This is Sheeman and Shepherd. Last day of February extravaganza moves right along here on ESPN and ESPN Southwest Florida, ESPNSouthwestFlorida.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, back here at Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida, ESPNSouthwestFlorida.com. The phone number is 239-337-3776.
Where's Taylor Swift?
I'll get it.
Come on, Taylor Swift. It's all the rage. The song's 12 years old, but it's all the rage.
It's 12 years old? I don't know the words to it.
We'll sing it. We'll do a sing.
I don't know the words to it. I'm a Saints Go Marching In guy. That's the theme song I remember for them. Anyway, we're
here. Come here and I'll hold you and we can sing. Does she even ever hold Shepherd?
Hold. Doesn't want to shake my hand.
Embrace.
Got glass between the two.
When's the last time Craig hugged, and besides maybe his wife, who do you think? It was kids. I mean, who's. Craig's not a hugger.
I don't know.
Really?
This is a germaphobe.
Yeah, totally.
You mean to tell me if Eric Kipple walked through those doors right now, or Barry Sanders, he would hug Barry.
Barry Sanders, he would genuflect, and then...
Well, I don't know. He probably would.
Trammell walked through that door right now. He wouldn't hug Alan Trammell?
He'd lose it. Except for Steve Eisman, he doesn't know anybody that's ever played for the Red Wings, so because he's not a hockey guy. He's the only guy I know from an original Six City that doesn't follow hockey. he follows it a little bit more now because I make him follow it. But
he doesn't know who Nicklas Lidström is?
No. Second best defenseman.
Oh, my goodness.
In that era.
Yes, Ray Bourque was
number
one.
Yeah. But anyway, we digress. We're just talking about this. Ali Muppert is shocking today, coming off his first Pro Bowl season. Great offensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Retires today at 28. And my understanding is his dad tweeted out something about, you know, health. But he was due to make $10 million this coming season. Mm. But that really sucks.
It does.
Yeah. It sucks a lot.
For a team that's already got –
Kappa and Jensen are also free agents. Yeah. And they if they lost both of them and
Mappa – It's going to be a long year for Ryan Griffin.
Blaine
Gabbert
or Kyler Trask,
or maybe Byron Leftwich making a comeback.
Yeah, maybe.
But that was a pretty big shock today when I saw that. It really was
a shock, and it was a shock to me as well because, as you know, Pete, I'm Jewish.
Yes,
and I always take pride in Jewish athletes. Mm-hmm. And Ali Marpet is a Jewish offensive lineman.
There you go.
And is one of maybe four in history. The Schwartz brothers, remember them?
Yeah.
Mitchell and Jeff. And Ali Marpet, and I'll be hard-pressed to name another one. But Ali Marpet, at 28, now I think you're going to see more of this on that age, 28. Yeah. And we mentioned Luke Kuechly last segment. Yeah. He left pretty early, but that it is going to happen. It's inevitable. The game takes such a toll. CT is such a concern, remains a concern, probably will always be a concern. I hope not. I hope they figure it out. And they can diagnose people that are living that have it. Mm-hmm. You and I know Chris Nowinski very well.
Yep.
He does God's work trying to figure it out for the CTE Foundation up in Boston at the BU Center. But hopefully Ali Marpet isn't dealing with those types of things right now at 28.
Yeah,
he might be. But, you know, good for him for at least saying, you know what, I've had enough. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, I remember the play he made in the Super Bowl, you know, a couple of years ago, what he did. Great play.
The first NFL from Hobart.
Oh, yes, from Hobart.
A Division III college.
Division III college in upstate New York.
Geneva, New York.
That's up there.
It is right.
Great foliage.
Finger Lakes region.
If you're heading to the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, it's a great place to stop by to get nothing.
You got to go a little west to get to Geneva.
No, you went to the rival school.
I went to Ithaca.
So, Chris, he went to Normandale School. Ithaca, coach of the fictional Division III national champions.
I meet a lot of people. They say Ithaca. That's where Rod Serling went, or that's where Jessica Savage went, or Carl Ravitch,
Carl,
or Eric Reed, the voice of the Miami Heat.
Yes,
Isn't that
Pete always says Norman Dill?
That's the school that was in Road
fictional
Trip,
character.
Right?
Road
yes.
Trip.
Road
yeah.
Trip.
Here's
the
with
deal
Tom
there.
Green.
Oh, yeah. Good call. It was Ithaca University in Road Trip.
Oh, okay.
This is one of my top five movies of all time. Ithaca University, Ithaca College did not let them use the rights. So the guy said, I think one of the producers went to Ithaca.
That makes sense.
He was so upset. He's like, screw it. I'm going with Ithaca University. And they filmed it at the University of Texas.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Yes.
I'm sure there could have been any outdoor, or maybe they didn't care.
There was a bunch of outdoor scenes. They wanted to film it at Ithaca College.
Texas looked a lot different than upstate New York.
I think they got a look at the script, and they saw the name Tom Green, and then they ran for the hills.
Both of those schools are just
that
so
makes
you know,
sense.
You know, the Ithaca and Hobart, I mean, it really is the middle of nothing, right?
There's
nothing there except
– there's good A&W in Geneva, New York. What's the last time you went to an A&W? If ever.
Tell your audience what A&W is.
The A&W is a kind of a drive-in / glorified steak and shake.
Yeah.
That has, of course, A&W
root beer.
A variety of sundry items, including burgers and fries and chicken and stuff your 12-year-old would love.
Yeah.
So, it's worth the visit.
Pittsburgh John said, since I have both of you Boston jabronis here today, I have a bone to pick with you. I hate Boston College with a passion, but I got really excited some years. He's a Pittsburgh fan.
Oh, gosh.
But I got really excited some years back when my Pirates drafted Tony Sanchez, except his career turned out to be one big dumpster fire, so thanks for nothing, Boston College. I hate you.
Oh, jeez.
Rebuttal?
Tony Sanchez had a heck of a run as a college catcher, not so much in the pros. I don't know what to tell you, Pittsburgh.
What's his name? He's a good guy. Yeah, he's a very Pittsburgh guy.
Enjoy life without Kenny Pickett.
And Miami
could be the first quarterback off the board
in Miami Beach.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing because I saw Kenny Pickett a couple years ago where he looked like a third stringer, if that.
Really. Yeah, yeah.
And now suddenly he's been a riser from day one of last season.
Didn't beat Miami though, did you? Nope.
No, they did not.
Not this year. Marilyn Mike says, an alumni of a high school I went to, Linganore in Frederick, Maryland. The Rams are offensive lineman Rob Havenstein is a graduate from there, number 79, big Jewish fella. Remember him?
There you go.
Yeah, he's with the Rams. I didn't know he was a member of my tribe. Or as we say, M-O-T. M-O-T.
Yeah.
Pete, I think, you know, if Sheeman ever leaves, and I you know, he might, because God knows Gary Sanders might walk through the door and you might lose him. But I think the name you brought up, you know, the Jew and the Gentile.
The Jew and the Gentile, yeah.
That would fly.
That'd be a good show.
I can't wait to see corporate's reaction. What, you want us to design a logo for what?
How about a yarmulke?
Yeah.
And Pete's face.
Or, you know, Star David and a cross, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you know. Mikey Wompwomp says, oh, Chris, I watched Sex Drive over the weekend. Pretty good. Reminds me of American Pie.
Pretty funny.
Have you seen Sex Drive, the movie?
No, but I did. It is on my list.
It's like
See, you and me, Chris, you like these. I like silly movies, but like
you can't say you like silly movies.
I like
when
a
you
lot of silly
movies. Openly said you don't like Will Ferrell movies. They are the silliest of movies, and you don't like them.
I like Will Ferrell Saturday Night Live skits. I am not a fan of Will Ferrell movies. I know it's a sacrilegious.
Come on.
No,
I know.
Come back to us.
No,
Talladega Nights.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
I haven't even seen it start to finish.
You haven't seen it start to finish? What is this, 13 days like you and I last night?
Pete
and I watched a movie as we cuddled on his couch. And we let it all wash over us. The Shepherd Experience last night was watching 13 Days,
a great movie.
2000.
Absolute great movie.
With Kevin Costner.
Were there no sports on last night?
No. Not really, no.
I didn't watch it.
We were sportsed out.
We were sportsed out.
We were sportsed out.
I've been locked into Ukraine stuff.
I know, well.
Yeah.
You should be.
Dialed in.
Yes.
It did get to be a bit of a problem when my six-year-old, I walked out of the bedroom on Sunday morning. He woke up before me. He had the news on. I said, buddy, what are you doing? Wow. He goes, I want to know what's happening in the Ukraine.
The Ukraine.
Wow. I said, no, it's Ukraine, buddy. There's no L in front of it. But he saw the video of the oil depot going up in flames. Fascinating. doesn't understand any of the geopolitical.
Chris, start saving for Harvard.
He's smart.
Sounds like you got a. Doesn't sound like a month at Alabama to me for that.
No, he's not a chip off my block. He got my wife's brains. There's no doubt about that.
Puff, puff, poop with a very good point. How can you say you don't like something you haven't seen all of it, Mr. Pete? I agree with you, and that's what I say to people all the time. I have no common point of reference, so yes. Unlike Chris,
who's in Sex Drive?
Nobody you know.
But enough
right?
about my Bumble profile.
Have you seen Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes.
You know the kid, the nephew of the John Cusack,
the fat kid.
Yes.
Yes.
He's in it, and that's all I can remember right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Might be worth a watch.
He gets held up by a donut mascot with a gun at
oh
the
my
end of
God.
It. Yeah.
Okay, sold me. You had me a donut mascot.
Yes, with a gun.
One of our great texters, Kathleen, who lives down here but is a huge Wisconsin Badger fan, and a Minnesota Vikings fan. Kathleen says Elf is the best. I've seen Elf. I like Elf.
That's a Christmas movie. It's not a Will Ferrell movie.
Tough to
movie.
Watch that in July.
Can't do it.
Yeah. It's a winner, though. It is a winner.
Yes.
All right, more on
Santa,
this.
I know him.
Oh, my God, Santa's coming!
The best is when he's going around the door and then he pukes. The New York door. Oh, God. He pushes all the buttons in the elevator.
Getting advice from Santa. There's going to be gum on the floor. It's not candy.
No.
Don't eat it.
It's a great Ed Asner, right?
All right. Herbie Hancock says, Pete, I have to see the other guys. Hey, Pete needs to do a desk pop. What is that? What's that?
The other guys with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg?
That seems funny. That's one movie
you
I
like
want to see.
It's
on Netflix now, I think.
Yes.
We can watch that tonight.
They're cops in a New York precinct, and they're the other guys. There's the main guys. That's The Rock and Samuel L. Jackson. They're the other guys.
It's a good an hour and a half investment.
That's
good 90 minutes.
I like that. All right. Let's take another break here. Wikipedia brought to you by
we have
Fire.
Our cuddle night already planned. Another cuddle night.
Yeah. I know you like your blankie because I keep it at 73 in my...
It was a little chilly last night. I was going to,
You did blanket.
You have five stars on TripAdvisor right now, but it was a little chilly last night.
First of all, I have a retina scan to touch my thermostat, so you wouldn't even be able to do anything.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What are you going on? Minority Report on me?
Yeah. No one touches the thermostat but me.
No one does.
Nobody.
Not even their dog, Chara, to touch
the
thermostat.
Yep. She loves you.
She does. That's a good
All right,
question.
Wikipedia brought to you by Firehouse Subs, coming up in 1 hour. It's Seaman and Shepherd with special guest co-host today, John Mita-Parrell, filling in for the wonderfully sort of tan Craig Seaman, who will be back tomorrow. The phone number 239-337-3776. I promise you, when we get back, more football news. Seaman and Shepherd here on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Come on, Pete.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Pete.
It's a typical Tuesday night. She's pressing to the
kind
Pete. Of music she does.
I don't know the words.
He needs Al Durham here. He needs a Providence Friar to inspire him.
Don't say Al Durham. Craig might call in and get mad. He's still pissed. He's not on Indiana.
Shorts. Your T-shirts. Come on, Pete. I'm in the ditches.
Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're
there you
looking
go.
For.
See? It's like the Dunkin' Donuts Center.
That's Girl Friars!
And in fact, they blast us, and 13,000 people are screaming the song. And I go, I don't know the words.
I don't get it.
I know they've been doing
it
all year.
It.
I don't even know. I like the song.
It's like Sweet Caroline at Fenway. Just hum it.
Oh, God. Hum it. It's great when they're down by 10. Anyway.
You belong to me.
I love it. So that's, those of you who don't know, you will.
You will. You'll hear it.
That's a...
You'll hear it throughout.
Anyway, 239-337-3776. Let's get back to the phone.
Suddenly got shy. Saturday night at the Shepherd Mansion, he was on fire. This guy was like, it was like a Spielberg movie, special effects watching the Friars.
All right, Craig got a cell.
He's yelling at everything, screaming.
I don't know where Craig is calling from. It's our Craig.
Craig on a cell.
First of all, I'm on my way to the beach. A late start today. I'm gone for 2 days, and now we're doing Taylor Swift. What's going on?
Well, America's Team Providence College, that's their theme song, Craig. Chris is going nuts in the other room. They're all dancing here. I'm still trying to figure out the words. But so where you headed, Santa Bell?
No, I'm heading to the beach over here in Collier County. I will not be heading north into Lee County today, but I did want to say hi to Meter since he was in there in the hot seat today.
Oof.
And making sure he doesn't like Wally pit me or anything like that. But welcome to Southwest Florida, Meter.
Craig, great to be back, and thank you for the very heartfelt note. Meter, this is the note. Meter, welcome to Southwest Florida. Sorry I'm not here today. There will be a lot of pressure on you sitting in this seat. Don't Wally pit me. Signed, Joey Harrington.
That's Joey Bleeping Harrington.
So how are you enjoying this long 4-day weekend?
It's pretty good. A lot of R&R, a lot of beach time going back. I'll send you a text picture once I get set up. I'm flying solo over there. Oof. But
whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to get a few hours of sunshine, man.
You're going to the beach by yourself?
Yeah, my wife's working today. I got days off. She does. So
look at you.
Look at you.
Oh,
did you bring a cooler of one beer?
That is exactly what I have in my cooler. One beer.
Coors Light.
Sheeman, you should have seen Shepard's face yesterday when I ordered a blue martini. And, you know, because I'm a fruity drinker.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. You can walk on the wild side with a drink. And I thought he was going to, like, literally cold cock me.
Well, no, it's not that, because I know he's like you. He drinks like you, Craig, one, and he's done. He's a one-and-done type
of guy. I'm one-and-done. I'm like, I'm St. Peter's in the 2:15 game. So.
By the way, Meter, the real reason I called, I got to get the latest scoop on the Page Six scandal. How's the love life? What's going on?
I know. Well, you know, we went over it earlier, and, you know, the audience was just riveted. But Pete asked me about my blind date to Villanova Providence the other night, and we went through that. And you know,
it didn't work out too well.
It was just an eh. It's a Larry David eh.
Oh, well, we got three married guys on this show, so any good scoop we
got
to get.
Well, he's got a new one.
There's a budding romance. It's like a flower, as I mentioned to Pete. It buds. You know, it's not spring in Boston. God knows it isn't, but it's budding, Craig. Yeah. It's budding.
Was this the first date, or are we down the road a little bit?
No, we're down the road a little bit. You know, we'll have a little showdown tomorrow at the Mita Perel house see what happens on that front. Maybe I'll put some shrimp in my air fryer.
Is that what we call it now? A showdown?
Yes. Yes, we do. We call it a showdown. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's great.
Great.
If the doors are rocking, you're
Doc Holliday Meter and she's the Clantons. Who's going to win?
If the doors are a rocket, don't come a knocking, Sheeman.
Hey, congratulations to your Hoosiers.
Did you see how we almost blew a 27-point
yes.
lead?
Yes. Yeah, we did. Yes. Yeah, we're.
Oh yes, we did.
I must say, we were secretly rooting for the Gophers, but
that would have been colossal. But hey, a win's a win, baby.
You got it. All right. All right, Craig. We got to break.
Enjoy the sunbathing.
I almost blew the record. I almost blew the record, but I got it in on time. The last update.
Eight after, man. You can't miss it,
yep.
And you'll never live it down if you whiff. Yeah. All right. Once I get my umbrella in the sand, I'll send you a picture.
All right, and I'll FaceTime you tomorrow night, Craig, for the showdown. Okay.
All right.
I told you he was an umbrella in the sun guy.
All right, buddy. Oh, thanks. That's correct, Sheeman. All right, we're late as usual. Sheeman to Shepherd until 6, right here on ESPN Southwest Florida, ESPNSouthwestFlorida.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.